We're back here on In Focus, News Radio KMAN, Brandon Peoples, talking today with Dave Lewis and Cheryl Collins here, Riley County Historical Museum Director. We're talking holiday traditions. It's been a fun program. I love the December program because we get to do stuff like this, get to just kind of have fun with radio. And we've heard some Jack Benny. We heard some other programs as well. The old radio shows, these are available online. You can find them. You found a great website.
There's a number of websites that are either free. There's a HillmanWeb.com that has a lot of radio clips, and including the Christmas shows. And then the Internet Archive, which is archive.org, has bunches of them. And then there's paid sites, too, if folks want to get more in-depth with it.
So you can have a lot of fun with this. You can make this be a new holiday tradition. Go.
Oh, that would be great.
Check some of these out. Play them. You know, everyone has those Alexa devices. You can download stuff like this and play them, and it's great.
I think they kind of featured some of the difficulties in life, hanging the Christmas lights. When I was a kid, if one light burned out, they all burned out.
Yeah, yeah.
Then I remember my dad trying to figure out which light... Which bulb?
Oh, going through
was
and
culprit. Yeah, because you didn't want to throw the whole string out if you could fix it. And
reminds me of that. You shared a song on your Facebook page yesterday, Dave, about the 12 Pains of Christmas.
Oh, is that? No, that was Bob and Doug McKenzie.
Oh, okay.
But the 12 Pains of Christmas is by, what was the guy's name? He's a radio guy that was in Cincinnati. And it's absolutely hilarious.
It is Bob Rivers.
Bob Rivers. I was thinking it was another Bob. But that is hilarious. Absolutely hilarious. He's got they did like four different parodies of Christmas songs.
Oh.
So, you know, back in my early days in radio, and I'm going to tell you one of my favorite stories about being in radio. I was working Christmas Eve. And this was in Abilene, and I think I may have told this story at the Hall of Fame thing, did I?
I think so.
There's this big glass window there off Broadway Street where the radio station was, KEBI. And I was, you know, having to work Christmas Eve, I was not happy about it. Absolutely not happy about it. I was going through a little bit of a tough time, you know, and of course I was, I don't know, 21, 22 or something like that. And I'm playing Christmas music on records, which is what we did. Back in 1981 or 82. And all of a sudden, here comes this car parked right up in front of the radio station. I could see them. And this family jumps out, and they start singing Christmas carols to me. And, you know, here I am. I'm all by myself in the studio feeling sorry for myself. And that has been one of my absolute favorite stories that I can remember about being on radio.
What a great Christmas memory.
Wasn't it, though? Isn't it, though? Yeah. You know, and Christmas caroling is something that's kind of gone by the wayside over the years. And I don't know if it's because there's so many things that are going on. There's a lot of Christmas programs, obviously. But going door-to-door, you know, and I can tell you this, as a former political candidate going door-to-door, a lot of people aren't necessarily welcoming you, even if you want to share some good cheer via song here during the holidays. But, you know,
people weren't singing when you were going door to door, were you?
No.
Okay.
No, I was trying to sing my praises.
Okay.
But you know, going door to door and singing is, you know, there are some people that still do it, which I think is awesome. It's almost like, you know, trick or treating in Halloween.
Yes.
Yes. There's not too many people that come around to the houses anymore.
Yes.
Because there's so many other events where you can get that.
I remember the Christmas carol singing at church Christmas shows. Of course,
mm-hmm.
They always had a kid event where, you know, first you were a sheep when you were really little, and then you graduated to angel or other part of the cast, and that having the Christmas carols. And I think that's a tradition that a lot of families have, is going to those kid Christmas programs, and then they usually have a party afterwards. And when my son was little, the Methodist Church had J. Lester Hooper as Santa Claus, which was perfect.
What a great man.
Yeah, he was a perfect Santa Claus.
Oh,
too.
Absolutely.
So that tradition was always lots of fun.
Yeah. Growing up as a kid, you know, we would leave that Christmas Eve service with a brown paper bag.
Yes.
That would have an orange and some
or
nuts.
An apple. Peanuts in the shell is what we got. And then that ribbon candy was all mixed in.
There was some of that stuff.
So it had little shells on it, but that's okay. You didn't care too much.
You know, the best thing about Christmas candy is that there's no more candy corn.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
That's a good point.
But there's all, you know, there's all kinds of Christmas treats, obviously. You know, we talked about the cookie carousel and a lot of people doing Christmas cooking. And fruitcakes are a thing kind of gone by the wayside. There's a story about a family in Michigan that has had a single fruitcake that has been handed down from generation to generation to generation, now in its 141st year. Oh. It's been kept in a freezer all this time.
Lovely.
Yeah, they're not going to cut into it anytime soon.
That is a historic piece.
Doesn't
that,
look like it's moldy.
That's become an artifact.
Exactly. Exactly. I mean, you know, and it's neat to be able to share these stories. Yeah. And
well, I think the tradition you were talking about of going to Kansas City to the plazas.
Crown Center and Union Station is where we love to go the most. Dave talked about the trains. They have a great train display at Union Station every year.
Mm-hmm.
And it's something, if you have small kids, you want to definitely put that on your bucket list. Everyone talks about the plaza lights, which are great, but that Union Station thing is probably the best thing Kansas City's got going.
And I like, out at Lake Shawnee, they had the TARC Christmas tour, the lights and all those. And I think that's a neat deal.
And
that is a neat deal.
Winfield has an aisle of lights that they do.
Oh, and I just saw, and I posted it on our K-Man page about a house in Keats, wasn't Keats, it was by Zinedale.
Okay.
The lighting on it, oh my, someone's been busy.
Wow.
Yeah, and I put it on the K-Man Facebook page, so that's something you can check out and take a little drive down K-18.
Very, and drive the Native Stone Scenic Byway.
Oh, there's always that. Always got to get a good plug in there.
Right.
Good for you. Good for you.
Well, you guys, I'm going to play one more clip here, if you don't mind. This is a little song to take us out here. Bing Crosby doing a little Silent Night from 1947.
Silent night, holy night, all is calm, all is bright, round yon virgin mother and child, holy infant, so tender and mild, sleep in heavenly peace, sleep in heavenly peace.
You know, I've said a number of times that there are a few voices that are synonymous with Christmas than Bing Crosby, Johnny Mathis, Nat King Cole, and Andy Williams.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I think you could probably almost include Michael Bublé in that list now, because some of the stuff he has done is just wonderful. But those four are iconic when it comes to Christmas music.
I think Bob Dylan is, too. Have you heard his Christmas album?
He has a Christmas album?
He absolutely does.
Really?
Yes. Mm. Very interesting, huh?
I'll have to go look that one up. I did not know
did
that.
Not know that. Isn't he Jewish?
He is.
Neil Diamond has a Christmas music album, too.
Yeah.
That's
so,
kind of interesting.
Yeah.
Well, the Jackson 5 were Jehovah's Witnesses, but I love listening to Little Michael.
Yes.
Yeah, no doubt.
And I agree with those iconic Christmas voices, and definitely Bing Crosby would be one of those.
Yeah. Yeah. And what he did with David Bowie, that Peace on Earth, Little Drummer Boy, that is beautiful. This is fun. Thanks again.
Yeah, thank you, and have a Merry Christmas.
You too.
Yeah, you too. Appreciate it. That'll do it here for In Focus. Tomorrow is City Day here on In Focus. We'll talk with Manhattan Mayor Mike Dodson and City Manager Ron Fear.
I think tomorrow's his last meeting, isn't it?
I believe you're right.
Mm-hmm. All right. GMCF Community Hour is coming up next hour. We'll visit with folks from Big Lakes and from the VFW today on the GMCF Community Hour on the other side of the news here at News Radio KMAN. That'll be followed by the Rush Limbaugh Show, Dan Patrick, and it's Wildcat Insider this afternoon, beginning at 4 here at News Radio KMAN. Good work this morning, Brandon. I'm Dave Lewis. See you tomorrow.
Chief of Staff Mick Mulvaney and ex-National Security